Taxi Drive, and it's right here with me, Brad. That's Cry to Me, and it's by Skip Marley. Taking us to 22 minutes away from the top of the hour. We are 9 days, obviously, into June. That's no secret. And as part of our Youth Month focus, we continue to celebrate young people who are working towards their goals and making a positive impact, of course, in the lives of a lot of people, especially youngsters in the community. I'm now joined by Tutu Mvimbi from Mbokweni, whose academic story has taken him from Paul to both the University of the Western Cape and the University of Cape Town, where he completed postgraduate studies in political and urban studies. Tutu, we're looking forward. We're eager to hear your story. Thank you for joining us this afternoon. How are you?
Good afternoon, Brad, and to the listeners. Thank you very much for having me into this space. I'm good. It's an honor to be in such a place where I can utter my own thoughts and perspectives based on my life experiences.
It is an honor for us to have you, Tutu. Thank you so much, and I'm sure that your story will make a difference in the lives of a lot of young people that are listening and tuned in this month, June, Youth Month, right here on 107.7. So thank you so much for the opportunity. Let's start with this, Tutu. Growing up between the Eastern Cape and the Western Cape, what's the story behind it? What inspired you to pursue higher education and continue studying all the way to master's level?
So I grew up in three different environments. The first was Montana in Cape Town. It's a multiracial society.
Yeah.
Where, as a child, honestly, growing up, I think I had the best or most of everything to do with my brothers and my cousins. And so, life happened, I found myself in Eastern Cape again, in a rural space. The culture is a bit different. I'm used to the urban culture. I'm used to taking a bus to school. All of a sudden, I'm in the field. You know, I have to wake up and herd. I have to wake up and milk cows. But at the same time, that for me appeared as being a moment that I was being redefined. I was like, perhaps there's something beyond me that is happening, and I'm too young to understand. Mm. And then again, life happened. I found myself in the township. But then when I landed in the township, I vowed to myself that I do not belong in the society. That's why I knew that, no, actually, I'm in the wrong society. And then because of that, I decided to take school seriously, which was in grade 11, you know, the Chinodo Pell High School in Newtonet. That's when I decided to take school seriously. I mean, coming back from being one of the poor achieving students in class, breaking projects, towards being one of the best academic excelling students in the entire schooling career, and in being grade 12, the transition in spaces propelled me to think differently and to behave differently. And so that was the psychology that I deployed when I went to university. But I knew that, well, like, one, I'm seeming like different for good things. And then at the same time, I was really critical. So I wanted to pursue law initially, but then I decided to take politics. Because I knew that I'm called to serve something that is bigger and above me. And education then appeared to be an instrument and a tool for me to enhance my own cognitive development and my own intellectual capabilities so that I can sit on the table and dictate the order of society.
Yeah. Now, Tutu, you've achieved a great deal, academically speaking, but like many, many, many South Africans, you're currently looking for opportunities. So have you stayed motivated while working towards your next chapter?
There's a Bible verse in the Bible that says, "Be still and know that I am God."
Yeah.
There's a Bible verse, it says that, "Be still and know that I am God." It says that in the midst of your bewilderment, keep calm. Relax, calm down, breathe, be grounded, be still. Come back to yourself. Sit with your mind, sit with your heart, and sit with the spirit. Appreciate the genetics that have constructed the being of your body. Return to yourself. And so that's the first psycho-spiritual philosophical premise that I love by, that in the midst of not having that which I desire physically, but spiritually I have my soul, I have myself. I'm so free. I'm so able to sleep at night. I have food on the table. And I use that as a means to remind myself that, you know, as much as I'm in the bewilderment, because I reckon the township is a bewilderment, I'm called to change the narrative of the bewilderment, that I'm called to heal the township. So in that context, I read, I write, I jog, I pray in their path, I speak to my ancestors. I occupy physical spaces such as a youth center. I go to church, again, as a way of reminding myself that I live in community. And such practices allow, because these are intentional practices, they allow me to actually be grounded in myself, but also knowing very well that I am called to contribute towards the healing and the restoration of my society. So I can, and I read, most importantly, and I write, I journal a lot.
I love that. Thank you for sharing that too, too. Now, as we are celebrating Youth Month, we are 9 days into it, and the celebrations are still going very strong. What is your message that you'd like to share with us and leave us with this afternoon over this phone call with young people who may be facing challenges, but they still have these dreams, of course, that are laying dormant, that still have these goals that they'd like to achieve in life? What would your message be to them?
My mother was a farm worker, and then she decided that she'll begin her own business to sell meat in our market here. So I know the struggle. I know how it feels like to wake up, and I used to walk to school for 2 years, raining or not. Yesterday, as I was coming back from my morning jog, I saw two students from MP. They were walking, and I said to myself, if only I had the means, I'll make sure that they have transportation to school, because I know what it feels like to walk through the midst of the fog. It's so scary, but because it's got dreams, you have to take it as it comes. So to whoever listening to me, they might be unemployed, they might be depressed, they might be feeling lonely, they might be in a state of agony. Jeremiah 29, verse 11. So I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. These are plans to offer you a good future and to lessen the disasters that you experience in life. This verse reminds us that God affirms that His plans are for greatness, to the extent that they bring nothing but future that is hopeful, that is loved, future that is rooted in love and in positive destinies. That God's plans are plans that are rooted in knowing that as much as we don't know what today has in store for us, but tomorrow is assured that He will offer us that which we pray, when we pray in truth and in spirit. So I know that I might not have everything that I desire, but God knows that at the right time, God will make things happen. But most importantly, as we wait for God to deliver as we request, I propose we occupy spaces as the youth. Change will never come. We have to instigate change. Therefore, let's read as a collective. Let's write as a collective. Let's establish progressive forces that we can utilize to mobilize the poor. Let's dismantle the regime if need be. Let's contest structures of political power that seemingly have forgotten that they are called to serve our interests as the citizens of the state. If need be, again, let's declare the state an enemy of the people. But most importantly, let's liberate ourselves. Let's liberate ourselves. Atamakosa is like Kesar ku Kesar. And there is waiting that is political, but waiting that is spiritual would then be, let's be still and listen for the Holy Spirit is telling us to do, for us to save our society, for the betterment of everyone.
I love that. Tutu Mvimbi, thank you so much for joining us this afternoon. It's been a pleasure connecting with you on Drive, and I'm pretty sure and I'm confident that your message has reached a lot of people that are tapping into this conversation and investing themselves into your words. Really, really appreciate it. Wishing you everything of the best, and please do check in with us again whenever you have a chance.
Thank you very much for listening. Listening is a gift.
Absolutely.
Whoever will listen to me, may God bless them in abundance. Thank you very much.
And may God bless you too, my friend. Thank you so much. We'll talk soon again. Have a lovely day. Bye-bye for now.
Bye.
Thanks, you too. Bye-bye. What an amazing story. The great thing about that story is that we'll make it available as a podcast on our app so that you can go and listen to it again. I absolutely love it. Tutu Zelekane Mvimbi, all the way from Bakwena. We wish you all the best for your future and the opportunities that lies ahead.